Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Welcome to Shaken and Disturbed, everybody. I am Father God, Darren Karp, here with my dog. You cannot see her, Snoopy. The princess, that's how she's going to be referred to. Here with her servant and her ever-attending driver, cook. What else are you
Definitely
doing? Her gardener, John Thrasher.
Hi, everyone. I don't think. I love when you go,
So you don't want.
No, I don't think I want that job, but she is very cute. For those who didn't
want
listen,
that job.
For those who didn't listen to Patreon or our NMR and Patreon, how about a little quick update on her condition as she heals, Darren?
Yes, she is healing. She is rambunctious as ever, so we had to just kind of give her this like mild sedative because she kept running around and jumping. But she's healing, and hopefully by the time we have our next record, she's going to be back to being a puppy as she always wanted to be. So she is good. She's just – and her appetite and all that stuff is back. So I'm very happy so far. So
now, if anyone's wondering about Magic's appetite,
No one is. We all have the evidence, the photographic evidence.
No matter what time of day, medical condition, or health history, he will always have his appetite. So, by the way, not only are you hearing that on our Patreon episode of NMR, but I also gave a quick tip on how to save money on on pet food, which I think is a glitch or an error on Instacart, but. Now would be a good time to get Patreon because you're going to save a lot of money on cat food if you listen to my little tip over there. Finally, also, Darren, we also talked about on Patreon yesterday, which is out or this past week or this last episode available now, is what the hell happened to Gene Hackman? You know, this is kind of on everyone's mind right now. If you're a true crime fan, you're sort of looking at it with, I think, a little bit of an eye like what kind of sussy details went down? And we discussed all of that, all of these kind of creepy and frankly mysterious details about that case. Darren, you kind of led the case. Any quick thoughts again before we start today's episode?
I think details are really going to come out in the coming weeks. Very curious to see kind of what happened. Obviously, we know that he was 95. He was found dead. His wife also found dead, 65, along with their dog. Two of the other dogs were still alive. Unclear, you know, they had been, his pacemaker said that his heart had stopped in February 17th. So about 9 days before they actually found him. Unclear. We have our theories, which we talk about in NMR, but any of that could change as soon as the details get pouring out. I imagine that because he's a high profile guy, because this was so odd, this will be researched and this will hopefully.
Yeah.
Like there, it feels like a riddle. You know, you're in a room and there's a, you know, there's a puddle of water and you're dead. Clue, how did they die? And you're like, you know, you were standing on a pile of ice and you hung yourself and then the ice melted. It's like, it's very strange. It feels like the start of some sort of like dramatic
like
Netflix series.
Yeah, exactly.
So hopefully we'll have a few more answers with that, but very odd. And go listen to our NMR from this week.
That's right. You can sign up on as a best friend tier or above to get all of our NMR episodes every other week on Patreon. And they're just like our regular NMR episodes. We usually keep some secrets over there just for you guys because you're so special. And we, of course, love and thank everybody who has supported us on Patreon. No matter how long you've done it, means a lot to us.
Absolutely. Darren, should we get into this week's case?
Yeah. Why don't you hit us off on this week's episode? Is that the right term? Hit it off?
Yes, I think so. All right, let's get into this week's case, John.
Yeah.
So Jerry Michael Williams, who was known to Mike, to his friends, was born in 1969 in Bradfordville, Florida, just north of Tallahassee. Could you imagine if our friends called us by our middle names?
Which are? Do you know
Elizabeth,
mine?
Elizabeth, and yours is Nelson.
Interesting.
Norman.
Norman?
Sweetie.
You think my middle name
I know it's with an N.
Norman?
I know it's with an N.
You It is Nelson. You had it right the first time.
Okay, good. I just wanted to make
Norman.
sure. Excuse me,
No,
I had an uncle named Norman. Are you trying to
I
like
know.
shit on Normans?
I should walk this back. No
Yeah,
offense to
walk
anyone
it
named Norman.
back.
I think I would have a very different life and personality if my middle name was Norman. But okay, continue.
Okay, Elizabeth and Norman shall continue.
Elizabeth,
So
yes.
instead of buying a family home, the parents saved their money so their two sons, who helped out by working nights at supermarkets, could attend North Florida Christian High School. That's sweet.
I'm going to be
There.
honest, I'm already very nervous that we're in Florida. You know, things don't
I
go well in Florida right
Every
off the bat.
story
Yeah,
is
exactly.
Florida. Well, there apparently Mike excelled, serving as student council president, playing football,
Me
and
too.
being an active member of the Key Club. I was an active member of the Key Club. I
What
forgot
was
about the
this?
Key
Is this our
Club.
child? Wait, what is the Key Club? I've never heard of that.
I don't even
You
remember
don't
what
even
it
know what
was.
it
I think it
is.
was for like honor roll students. I'm looking it up.
Darren's over here like, I was in the
I
Key
remember being
Club.
in Key
Like,
Club.
I'm looking. Read it out loud.
Okay,
I know you're
Key
reading
Club, this
something.
is an AI overview. Key Club is an international organization for high school students that focuses on community service and leadership
Oh,
development.
which clearly did not happen if Darren has no idea what it's about. So.
I mean, I just remember being in Key Club. I think I was in Key Club because my brother was in Key Club, and I
I
just
have
did
never even
everything
heard Key
my.
Club. Because we're in Florida, I assume this had something to do with the Florida Keys. Key lime pie. I
Yes,
don't
that's
know.
what it
I'm just
is.
making
You're
connections.
required to do five key things a day.
Key
Make a
things a day.
key,
Make a
eat a
key.
key lime pie, go to the Florida
Go to the
Keys,
Florida
play the
Keys.
piano keys, do something like that. Anyway, at age of 15,
My
Mike picked
God.
up duck hunting as a hobby. John, if
Florida.
you ever Appalachia,
No.
you ever go hunting?
The
Ever?
only duck hunting I've done was on the original super, original Nintendo, where you had
Nope.
the little gun. And if you think about it, and guys, we're in a little bit of a tangent because we want to be, quite frankly. When you think about, you know, I'm talking about the original
Sure.
Nintendo with the gun. Like, isn't it kind of crazy that like we pointed a gun at the TV and we could play Duck Hunt? Like, that technology is kind of very interesting for that time frame. I mean,
I
late
remember,
80s.
I think the first, like, it wasn't a gun, but like, remember Oregon Trail, and
Yeah.
you'd kill like buffalo or something
Yeah,
to
like you'd had to
eat, you know,
survive
and
and eat buffalo,
you
right?
know, you're targeting. I mean, that was sort of, and I was probably what, like 8? Doing that.
Okay.
So the fact that you can have, listen, they updated a lot of their things where they had like driver steering wheels to partial of these like riding
That's
games
true
as
too.
opposed
Yeah,
to
that's true.
just,
Yeah.
A or B or C or whatever.
Yeah.
So
I
it
don't
is
know,
very
just interesting.
interesting.
But that's the extent of my duck hunting. And although I'm from Maryland, where not only Appalachia, but we have the bay, Chesapeake Bay, so there are a lot of
Right.
ducks in that
The
area.
chess.
I don't know that I've never really heard of a lot of people duck hunting, but nonetheless, interesting to hear that this guy's got a gun at the age of 15.
Well, the same, plenty of people do, literally
Yeah,
no
for sure.
judgment, because
Yeah.
plenty of people do. I mean, hunting is a sport, and it's sort of a,
Yep.
it can be a good sport, it can be a cruel sport, but it can be absolutely a
Yeah.
great sport. The same year, Mike also became friendly with fellow student and cheerleader Denise Merrill. And Mike and Denise started dating and became close with another set of high school sweethearts, Brian Winchester and Kathy Thomas. After high school, Denise, and let me remind you just here that my high school superlative was cutest couple.
Oh my
So,
God.
just
Here we
reminding you
go.
here. After
Oh.
high school, Denise and Mike both attended Florida State University together, where Mike majored in political science and urban planning, and Denise studied finance. And upon graduating, Mike was hired by Ketchum Appraisal Group as a property appraiser, while Denise took on work as an accountant. Completely makes sense. Mike's career trajectory was strong, and he quickly distinguished himself as a hard worker at his company.
Yeah, I mean, so far, early part of their lives
Remember
sound
when our
very.
trajectories were strong?
I wish my trajectory was still strong. You know, that would be nice. Yeah,
Yeah,
those were the
exactly.
days.
Those were the
No, but it
days.
sounds like they have a very kind of stereotypical, kind of run of the mill, like middle class upbringing, for lack of a better word. I mean, I don't know if they were middle class. It just sounds that way. Well, both sets of couples, the Williams and now the Winchesters, got married in 1994 and, of course, began having children around the same time.
Ideal. I always want to have like that group of friends. Of course, now I don't because all my friends have kids. So I was, I guess, the one to break that deal where I'll like live
Same.
on a commune with all of our friends just being the same
Right?
age.
They're like,
Yes.
guys, we're gonna buy houses right next to each
That's
other.
how we start our cult, John.
Well,
Well,
listen.
yeah. Okay.
I think we're already in a cult to some
Yeah, we
degree,
are. I
but
mean, they're called the pet cult,
the
where
pet owner
we just
cult.
only want to
Yeah, we
talk
don't
about
have
our
kids. We
animals.
just have pets. Yeah.
Correct. Yep.
I was just telling Darren in our last episode, I'm like, by the way, guys, did you know that we're pet parents? Because literally every single NMR, it's just like, so my baby's a little sick.
Yeah,
You
you're
know,
like,
it's like the same exact thing.
she's not a little sick. She had surgery,
She's
John.
surgery. Yeah, it's the
She had
same thing. Oh my
surgery,
God,
invasive surgery.
really quick. I know we're a little bit all over the place, but magic. So, by the way, guys, it's like 65 and sunny here. Spring has sprung in a sense. I hope it stays that way. But I've had the windows open because it's just nice to have fresh air for the first time since probably October. And Magic's been like, I can tell he's like getting maybe a little dusty or pollen, and he's getting sneezy. And he keeps doing like the like he's scratching his
Like
nose and then
father, like
sneezes.
son.
I know. Matt, he is literally so much like me. Anyway, I'll save it for next week's episode, but it's like uncanny how similar this cat is to me. Like
Wow.
on rainy days is like kind of mopey, you know, those
He
types of
wants to go to the
things.
post office because he's distracted by Chipotle. These are common themes in your household.
That's right. And by the way,
Yes.
guys, we should also mention from the NMR episode, Darren opened the gift that I got
Yes, you
her.
can finally 3 months later know what John was. John was on bated
Hiding
breath.
away.
Yes, hiding away. Yes,
And
exactly.
she's gonna post a picture. We're gonna post a picture of it. So go check us out there. So anyway, back to this story because there's a lot of details here. So according to Denise Williams, on the morning of December 16th, 2000, a Saturday, her husband awoke early, leaving the house on Centennial Oaks Circle, where they lived, well before dawn, boat in tow to go duck hunting at Lake Seminole. Now, the lake is a large reservoir. Most people probably have heard of Lake Seminole if you're from Florida. I've heard of it. I'm not even from Florida. But
I
it was
actually
a res.
haven't.
Oh, you haven't heard of it? Okay. It's
No.
a somewhat known reservoir, approximately 50 miles west northwest of Tallahassee, located in the southwest corner of Georgia, actually, along its border with Florida. And it's basically where three other streams merge to form the Apalachicola River. Apalachicola.
Appalachicola. Appalachicola.
Apalachicola, which I love to
Yes.
drink too, by the way. I love
I
an
love that. I was
Apalachicola.
who It's so refreshing.
It's so refreshing. It's bubbly and Apalachicola. Gotta love it. That's not real for anyone who
Tastes a
wasn't
little
picking it
like
up.
duck though. Yeah.
It does take a little, it does. And it's like duck poop, but it's good.
Gross.
Anyway, the Williamses had plans to celebrate their sixth wedding anniversary that night in Apalachicola. Well, at noon, Denise called her father because she was concerned that Mike had not returned yet. Remember, he got up really, really early. I think,
Yep.
I don't know anything about duck hunting, but I think there's only a certain time of day, like right at dawn, where like
Yeah, it's
ducks
very
start to
early.
fly,
Yeah.
whatever. And yeah, so noon felt like probably to Denise, like a really late in the day situation to have not heard from
Yeah.
from her husband. So at like I said, at noon, Denise called her father, concerned that Mike hadn't returned yet. When Brian Winchester heard that Mike was still gone, he and his father actually also drove to the areas of the lake where they knew Mike frequently, excuse me, went hunting. Now, there they found Mike's 1994 Ford Bronco. Who
Ooh.
remembers a Ford Bronco from
Was it
this
white?
time?
Ooh.
Was it white? Exactly. Near a
Yeah.
remote boat launch in Jackson County on the Florida side. After investigators with the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission were called, a search began, but soon had to be called off after a storm blew in. So now it has escalated to a point where, okay, we haven't heard from this guy. His car is still here, which means he's either somewhere out in the wilderness or has gone away with somebody else.
You'd hope cell phones would have been
Nonetheless,
around at the, I mean, they were around, but not
not common. Yeah,
common.
exactly. Yeah.
So that might have helped this, but yeah.
Yeah, and it sounds like they thought or assumed that he was somewhere still in the wilderness because they did call off a search because of a storm. So
Right.
once searches began, red flags, of course, started to emerge. Denise remained at home, claiming that she wanted to be there just in case Mike came back. I kind of get that, but
Me too.
if Mike came back, then he came back. Like you don't have to stay there to like check in with him. But
I'd also just feel
nonetheless,
so anxious. Like when I'm feeling so anxious about getting an answer or something, I need to move around. Like I just have to move
yeah, you have
around.
like
So to me,
nervous
I'd be like,
energy.
yes. So
Yeah.
I'd want to go on the hunt, but it's not nefarious for her to want to stay behind necessarily.
It's interesting that you say that because you know what? I'm kind of thinking along the lines of the JonBenet Ramsey case. And like, they didn't do that, the family. They stuck around. kind of just sat around. Apparently, Patsy was just in the other room, just sitting on the
Waiting for that
couch,
mysterious ransom
waiting for
phone
the
call.
phone call that never came. Yeah, so it's interesting how people like handle this stuff. Well, after a long search, investigators came to the conclusion that Mike had hit a stump with his boat,
Ooh.
fallen out, sunk into the deep lake when his waders filled with water, which weighed him down,
Right.
and then drowned when he was unable to swim to the surface. Now, this is
Oh.
all assuming they found his boat here.
Isn't this
They've made
kind
a
of,
connection.
not waiters, but isn't this kind of what happened to the woman in Glee who died?
Yeah, that Naya Rivera,
Naya
I'm,
Rivera, she was like in the water with her
she was
son.
that case was very mysterious because yes, she had rented a boat with just her son.
Right. She had parked weirdly in the parking lot, but.
Yep, she had parked weirdly. There's footage of her like parking weirdly and getting into the boat, and then another boat stumbled upon their boat where the boy was just
Just
in the boat,
there.
and she had
Yeah.
somehow either gotten into the water and drowned. She definitely drowned, of course. That's how she died. But yeah, it was a very weird circumstance. The theory was that they were both swimming and something happened, but she was able to maybe save her son and put him back in the boat, but she drowned. It's extremely odd. I always thought, not to derail this and turn this into the Naya Rivera story, but I think something suspicious was going on. I don't know what it is. It was in the middle of the daylight. It's not like it was during the evening
She
and
could
no one
have
could
hit her head on
see.
something, went unconscious. I
Exactly.
mean, there's tons of shit that could have happened, you
Yeah,
know?
it's
Like,
sad. But yeah, lots
anyway,
of
just
weird
made me think of
circumstances. Yeah.
that.
Also, I wanted to tell you guys about an awesome new small business that's selling all kinds of amazing soaps and lotions and even lip balms. The company is called BareBearSoapWorks.com. That's BareBear. And now more than ever, it's important that we support small businesses, which is what Bear Bear is. We all know how important buying quality products from a small business is compared to something like Walmart or Amazon, right? And I actually know the guy that runs this. His name's Josh. He's a good friend of mine. And I asked him, who buy these products exactly? And they look tailored for men, maybe. Like the branding is very kind of masculine. But he said that actually more women are purchasing these products because they prefer these kinds of scents over maybe like the flowery or fruity stuff that most of these big stores carry, which I thought was shocking. Is that true, ladies? I had no idea about that. So if you're buying for yourself or your partner or a friend, there's definitely something at Bear Bear Soapworks for you. Now, Josh sent me a couple of things. I got a couple bars of soap and a thing of body butter and lip balm. Let me tell you something. I'm very particular about these types of products. Once I've found something that I like, I don't go away from it. But I wanted to give this a try because I love supporting small businesses, especially if I know the person that's doing them. Also, I'll tell you, some big name companies have sent us stuff to endorse and we've rejected it because I just didn't like it. I love Bear Bear products, and I'm not exaggerating. The soaps felt amazing. The lotion literally felt like a bot like butter. It's called body butter for a reason. They're literally like the best smells I've ever smelled. Josh sent me an Aspen Lake and a Forest Fire scent soap, which were, I'm not exaggerating, the best smells I've ever smelled. I'm so in love with them. The body butter is called Skinny Dip. Who doesn't love to do that? My favorite product that he sent me, though, was this hemp lip balm. It smelled so good. It kept my lips hydrated to just the right amount without feeling greasy. That's a really important thing. I don't like feeling like I got, greasy lips. I'm 100% honest, guys. I really do love these products, and you can love them too because Josh at Bear Bear has a special discount code just for you guys listening. Can you hear my cat screaming? Starting today, you can get 10% off any order of your products by going to barebearsoapworks.com and using code SHAKEN at checkout. That's BareBear soapworks.com for 10% off your entire order.
Well, had Williams drowned, science would assume that his body would have been expected to eventually float to the surface, as it does, where it would be easy to discover, unless, of course, you're weighted down nefariously by, bricks or something, how people kill
Right.
people, and they weigh them down artificially. If it was just his waders, the water would have eventually equaled
Right, of
out, and then
course.
he would have float to the surface.
Can I add one thing here? This is like one of the disturbing things I remember us learning years ago with martinis and murder, actually. But Did you ever hear about the bodies that get of people that are either murdered or even sometimes accidents that happen in the Central Park, in the water in Central Park over the winter? And
Yeah.
they sometimes, they're at the bottom or whatever, and then it's like maybe the water has frozen over for the winter, and then in the spring
Yeah, they
is
all
when
come.
some of these bodies get discovered, and it's kind of like a disturbing reality about Central Park, but
Or any body of water. I mean,
yeah,
if
of
you really
course. Yeah,
think
not,
about it. But yeah, it's just really scary. Well, investigators assured the heartbroken Williams family that if Mike's body had indeed submerged, it would surface within 3 to 7 days, or perhaps slightly longer, due to the cold front that had moved in after the first night storm. So no body was ever recovered. I'm kind of curious to see, like, how long, what's the distance? Because the body could have been carried for miles down something like that, you know? I mean,
Yeah, it's so
so just,
true.
I don't know. But a theory began to circulate among searchers that Mike's body had been eaten by an alligator. This
That's
was
right.
Florida, after all, the gators, you know? But Mike's mother refused to believe that this was true and continued to do research on alligators and search for her son. You'd kind of think that they wouldn't have been eaten whole in at least a shoe or something,
Some
a
sign,
shirt,
yeah.
some sign of something might have kind of float to the surface. But meanwhile, Denise seemed almost eager to believe the theories and declare Mike dead. Okay.
Well,
Well,
and you have to, we'll get to the details, but I immediately think life insurance, but okay, let's see what happens here, how this plays out. Can you hear Magic? He's screaming, by the way.
Yeah, no, I can't
Sorry.
hear him because
Okay,
he's just
good.
so mellifluous that it just sounds like wind chimes to me. But in June, a
Wind
fisherman
chimes.
who was out in the area where Mike had vanished discovered a pair of waders floating in the lake, and divers were immediately called to search the area and recovered a lightweight hunting jacket from the lake bottom.
Okay.
Inside one of the jacket pockets was a flashlight and a hunting license displaying Williams's name and signature.
Wow.
Okay, so there were no alligator bite marks or any other damage to the waders, which, unless he unhinged himself from those waders himself and disappeared, you'd think that the alligator wouldn't have eaten around the waders. So none of the recovered items show signs of having been in the water for anything close to the length of time Mike had been missing.
That's interesting
Interesting.
because like the jacket or whatever would probably have been like faded, or the
Something.
fabric would have been like a little more worn down. Yeah, that's interesting.
And what's even more interesting is there was no DNA evidence found to link the clothing to Mike. The only thing we have is that hunting license, which
That's right.
I guess there's reasonable doubt someone have easily could have put it in your pocket or he could have taken it, but does seem a little weird that this guy's missing was wearing waders and then the ID is found in the pocket of that, but okay. But nevertheless, a week later, a Leon County judge granted Denise Williams's petition to have Mike declared legally dead on the basis of those recovered items and an assumption that alligators and other wildlife had consumed the body in its entirety. That just seems crazy. I mean, anytime someone wants to close a case early, I understand probably wanting closure. There's probably 1,000 reasons to want it, not always nefarious. So I'm not saying that it's 100% of the time, but especially a young person, you're married to this guy, it hasn't been that long, and you want him to declare dead based on evidence that doesn't seem to actually be there at all, seems very odd. I guess wanting to declare him dead, maybe, but not by the way that they're saying. There's no alligator marks on him at all.
Yeah, and again, this has only been 6 months at this point, right? Because he went
Right.
out in December, they see this stuff in June, and then a week later they're like, "All right, all done with this."
Right.
I mean, I guess to some degree I can understand that because there is no body and there's no sign of him anywhere else. Maybe they're not even really looking for him though, but nonetheless,
Yes.
it's still to me early in terms of like the grander scope of things, right? In
Right.
my opinion. But well, the court decision allowed Denise Williams to immediately proceed with claims on her husband's life insurance policies, which she received a payout of $1.5 million with an
Damn.
M dollars. Moving on, 5 years later, Denise actually ends up marrying Brian Winchester, the man who had
Interesting.
and who is actually the man who had sold Mike some of the insurance policies just a few months before he disappeared. The new couple went on to live in the same house where Denise and Mike had lived together.
Listen, personal preference, I just could never. I wouldn't
No,
even
of
want to like
course
move
not.
into a place that like was owned by you and your ex. And let's say no one died. I just
Me
wouldn't
and
want to
my
live in a
ex.
place.
Excuse me? No, I'm just kidding.
Well, but you know what I mean? Like,
Yes, I get
I
it.
would want to like
Yes.
have a new spot, new memories, new everything to like take ownership. Again, multiple reasons for that. Who knows? House could have been an heirloom. House could have been perfect. House could have been bought and paid for. Who knows? But just like,
Yeah. Well, it's funny because people have different kind of perspectives of their home, you
they
know,
do.
like,
They definitely do.
and it's based on, in my opinion at least, like childhood upbringing. Like,
Yeah.
if you moved around a lot, maybe your home was just a place where your stuff went.
Right.
Or if you had a place your whole childhood, you probably have a lot of memories and you really cherish the home. So it's
Right.
an interesting thing that like we don't really talk about a lot on the show, but like how people perceive their home and what happens in it is really interesting.
Side note, I just want everyone to know my dog Snoopy is sleeping on my lap and her no snout is on my hand. And every 2 seconds, I just feel a burst of warm air on my hand from her nostrils. And it's heaven. Keep going,
Oh,
John.
okay. Guys, if you didn't know, Darren just got
Again,
a new
little
dog.
mental
Okay.
illness. Yeah.
And mental illness taking over. Here we go. But yes, as mentioned, Denise and Mike are now living together and married and live, you know, living their life. So the private search team that surmised the alligator theory had been hired near the end of the original search by Williams's mother, Cheryl. Guys, pay no attention to Darren if you're watching this. She's just being
I
silly.
literally do not mean to laugh at this at all. We had to
No,
put an
it's
edit
me.
in
Yeah.
and John's
You'll never
note. I
know.
you'll never know, but I made fun of John for literally making not even a mistake, like just reading something, and I just called
Yeah.
him a dumbass and he put it in the
And I put
doc
it in
and it
here
just
because I want to make sure it's on the record that you're abusing me.
absolutely. Yeah.
Yes. So, as mentioned, the private search team, they've been hired near the end of the original search by William's mother. After the hunt for Mike concluded and her son was declared legally dead, Cheryl was still not convinced that he had drowned in the lake. But her attempts to bring about a further investigation were unsuccessful, which is kind of what I was just coming, what I was mentioning. And, you know, we got to bring it up again. A mother's intuition. You know, maybe she had
Rarely
a
wrong.
hunch. Maybe she had a hunch about some kind of wrongdoing here with some of the people in his life, but she was convinced that there's no way this duck hunter was going to go drown in a lake.
Yeah.
Let's just put it that way. Well, doubts that Williams had drowned became much more serious when investigators learned, by the way, that alligators actually do not generally feed during the winter months due to the colder temperatures. That's good to
Opposite
know.
of magic and the rest of us, because we normally like to feed a lot during the colder temperatures. So
Magic is,
he's what we call an all-around feeder. He doesn't
yes,
rain
he,
nor shine. You know, he's like the post office. Like it'll be open.
yeah,
He's ready for a feeding.
yep,
He's ready
yep.
for a feeding.
And again, if you're watching on YouTube or Patreon, you can see that he's as big as a couch.
He
So,
feeds
anyway,
from a
this is
trough three
from a
times a day.
trough. That's right. This is good to know about alligators, though, honestly, because like I don't fuck with alligators. A couple friends of mine who don't know each other all went to Mardi Gras last weekend, and all of them were sending me pictures of like alligators on their swamp tours. And I'm like, guys, I don't want to
I'm
see
not fucking with a
this. I
gator.
don't fuck
No.
with a gator. They're too quick
My
and
mom went to
shady.
UF. No, I'm not fucking with them.
Your mom went to UF. Hello. And by the
Yes,
way,
I
Zoe's
know.
notes.
And here are Zoe's notes. That's right.
We need some. We need to get in
Yes.
touch with her again. Anyway, however, the lack of a body, as I was mentioning, and evidence kept investigators in the dark as to Mike's fate. Meanwhile, years later in 2012, Denise and Brian Winchester finally separated, reportedly due to, weirdly, his sex addiction. And she filed for divorce finally a couple of years later in 2015. Now, Brian had initially opposed the split and had to be ordered by the court to comply. And as part of that order, he was to provide an appraisal of the couple's house due
Ooh.
early in August 2016. And Denise told investigators that on August 5th, the day when the appraisal had to be filed with the court, she left her home to drive to her job at Florida State University, which is not UF, but something like that, like Darren just
Right.
mentioned.
I mean,
So lots
Okay,
of things
something
are
about the
unraveling here.
appraisal about the house. But while she was talking on her phone to her sister, she saw someone climb over the back seat of her car.
Oh my God.
And it turned out to be Brian. He grabbed hold of her phone, telling her to drive.
Oh my
Terrifying.
God.
Fucking terrifying. Brian informed Denise that he was planning to kill himself because he didn't want to go through with the divorce. Denise was
Wow.
worried Brian would harm her, so she talked him down and sought help from the police when she was finally able to remove him from her car. Brian was
Scary.
arrested and charged with kidnapping, domestic assault, and armed burglary, with two of the charges being felonies.
Yeah.
Denise requested protection orders, saying she feared for her own life as well
I
as her
get that.
daughter's.
Yeah.
Totally understand that. Cheryl Williams, Mike's mother, expressed hope that this development could lead to the resolution of her son's disappearance because, kind of mage. Quote,
Right.
Brian's not going to let Denise run around alone with all that money, she told the New York Daily News.
That's right, because don't forget they were married, so he is entitled to the some portion of whatever that 1.5 million may have been.
Interesting, though.
You know,
Like,
yeah.
interesting that the mom would kind of say that, like, Brian's not going to let her run
That's what I'm saying.
around.
Like the
Like,
moms know what's going on. They're taking care. They're keeping an eye on shit.
well, no mention was made of the Williams case at Brian Winchester's sentencing, although State Attorney Jack Campbell told the media that he hoped this case against Winchester would help authorities solve that disappearance. However, the day after Brian's trial and sentencing, FDLE announced that Mike's body had actually been found.
Which is crazy. Like, think about the timing of this. I mean, Mike's body being found has absolutely, you would think at least, nothing to do with like a divorce hearing or of course in the sentencing in this case. So
Just the couples being
what's
so
going on
close,
here?
though, and the life insurance with the appraisal of the house. Well, I guess upon detainment, Brian led a search team to the
To
body.
the body, exactly.
Mike was buried at the end of a dead-end Gardner Road in northern Leon County, 5 miles from where he grew up. The remains were confirmed as Brian's. The remains were confirmed, excuse me, as Mike's, not Brian's,
That's right.
following a match to his mother's DNA.
That's right. So on May 8th, 2018, like think about the span of time this shit
Long
has
time.
taken. Denise Williams was arrested at Florida State University as she left work to celebrate her daughter's 19th birthday. The arrest took place just minutes after a grand jury indicted Denise on charges of first-degree murder, conspiracy to commit first-degree murder, and accessory after the fact.
Damn.
Brian testified as a witness against his former lover, stating that he and Denise had been having an affair, but that she didn't want to be a divorcee. The two concocted a plan to take Mike fishing, telling him they'd need waders for where they were going. Once out on the water, Brian shoved him out of the boat, hoping he'd sink. However, Mike was able to free himself from his heavy clothing and began swimming to a nearby stump.
Jesus.
At this point, Brian turned the boat around and shot his friend. Which, of course, no one knew this because they didn't know where Mike's body was, so they
Right.
couldn't determine exactly
But
what
they found the
happened.
waiters because Brian got out of it. Right.
Exactly. So he brought Mike's body back to shore and buried it at Gardner Road.
And in February of 2019, Denise was sentenced to life in prison. She did not speak or offer any argument on her behalf. In fact, the only person to address the court besides the attorneys themselves was Cheryl Williams, Mike's mother, who
Yep.
said that justice had finally been served and that Denise had
Yes.
taken not only her son, but also her granddaughter from her.
Yeah.
And Brian was actually able to make a plea deal and will not have an extended jail sentence due to his cooperation with
Which is
helping investigators to uncover Mike's body and whereabouts.
which I think is kind of crazy. I mean, if Brian's the one that shot him and killed him, or, not only pushed him out, but then also shot and killed him.
But in order to get closure, you have to
Yeah, no, I
incentivize
know.
stuff too.
Of
It's not that he
course.
doesn't
Yeah.
deserve it, but like he'll
Yep,
get a
of
long prison
course.
sentence. But God, I would want to know.
It's
You know,
crazy.
like I would
Yeah.
want to incentivize something. But this is just crazy. Another
Yeah.
crazy, odd story for some money and for some
Yeah.
glory. Let us know what you guys think at Jay Thrasher, at Carpe Darren. And obviously, just we mentioned at the top of the episode, please listen to our NMR just dealing with mysteries. Let us know what you guys are thinking about Gene Hackman. Obviously, some details are going to come out later, but we also want to hear from you on that. But yeah, just absolutely crazy.
Yeah.
And if you want to compliment our dog and cat, that's fine too, because obviously we have pets now, in case no one was listening. All right, John, let's get to some listener shout outs here. Why don't you take the first one?
Yeah, Glenna in our Facebook group, grope, excuse me. Glenna did
Oh,
not Facebook grope anybody. Glenna is a good friend.
that's your
That's
group.
my head. Yeah, there
The
you go.
groping group.
Glenna in our Facebook group posted a GIF, an excitement GIF, and she said, quote, "Me last week when I searched for new podcasts reacting to the Gabby Petito documentary and picked this one, and I was like, wait, that's Darren's voice. Wait, that's John. Oh my God, you guys, I was clearly living under a rock and had no idea that you had started the Shaken and Disturbed podcast. I have so much catching up to do. I've missed you guys so much since Martinis and Murder wrapped up. It really made my day to find out that I can listen to my lovelies again.
So nice.
Sending huge hugs from Chicago. Huzzah." End quote. Glenna, we are so happy you found us. Thank you for
Welcome.
the
We
lovely
missed you.
message.
Yes, and tons of back episodes to listen to.
Yeah,
So
you have 4 years of back
you got a
episodes.
lot of episodes to listen to, but welcome back. We missed you as well. And Christina in our
Yes.
Facebook group also posted a screenshot of her
That's
screenshot
right.
screenshot of her Pokemon Go game and wrote, "John Thrasher and I kicking ass in Pokemon today, LOL." Christina, like, I
I
love
knew
you,
you
but
were going to do
can we
this.
not encourage John to do this?
I
Can we
knew
just,
Darren was going to do this
Christina,
when
I
I.
support you in your endeavors, but like, do we need to support John? Do we?
So, just I want to give a little heads out.
Do we need
Christina
to? Do we need to give a
added
heads up?
Christina, excuse me, excuse me, added Christina on Pokemon. I just sounded like Donald Trump there for a second. Excuse me, excuse
Excuse
me.
me. Excuse me.
Christina added me on Pokemon Go years ago and then complained because I wasn't sending her gifts in the app.
I
Okay, I tried
agree.
to do
I
my
agree.
best.
I agree, Christina.
There.
That's the type of shit we need to be drinking to John Thrasher.
There
Thank
was
you.
a big Pokemon Go event this weekend that required some assistance from other friends, and I invited
Oh,
Christina, and she joined me in a
finally.
raid, and we got the best Pokemon, and it was so wonderful, and I love that she posted that in our Facebook group. And
Christina,
by
if
the
it's,
way, before you even
yeah.
try it, Darren, before you even try it, I just want to let you know, and I'm going to go right now to the actual post and tell you this. That not only did Christina have a great time playing Pokemon Go with me, very thank you very much. Jessica also says, quote, "I'm so jealous. I want to be John's friend too. It was a fun weekend of Pokemon and welcome
Do you
respite from the
create
shit
these
show
usernames on your weekends
that
just
has
to
become
message
our
you?
lives these days." So I just want to say, Jessica, post your friend code on Facebook and I will gladly be your friend. Will Darren? TBD. It sounds like she's busy taking care of animals.
Listen,
I'm
you
taking care of
two.
our listeners.
If it's any consolation of you complaining that John is like behind and not giving you gifts, took him 3 months to send me my Christmas gift,
That's
find
fair.
out what it
That's
is on
fair.
NMR, and I record with him every single week. So like
Yeah. What are you gonna
4 years later, that's on time
Do I
for John.
have the gifts? Yes. Do I send them? Of course not.
Of course
So
not.
there
Why
you
would you?
go.
Right. He has them though. He has them.
But Christina and Jessica, thank you for guys for
Yes,
saying
thank you
that.
both so much. Thanks for nothing.
Absolutely. And guys, don't forget, you can join us on Patreon where you can get early access of all of our new episodes like this one, early access to the video versions before they go up on YouTube, and of course, tons of bonus content. These days, it's magic, it's Snoopy, it's gifts that were supposed to be given to in Christmas and came in March. It's a really fun place to be. And if you're watching on YouTube, you're getting a sneak peek of Snoopy right now as I'm speaking.
I'm kissing her.
So go subscribe and watch this episode. You can join for as little as $5 a month or even cheaper if you sign up annually. And I say this every time. Eggs, $10 a dozen.
Yeah.
Gasoline, $5 a gallon, some places even more. Inflation, crazy. Tariffs, crazy. The one thing that has never changed since we launched, our Patreon prices. And we're very proud of that. And we appreciate all of you who do
We
support
keep
us.
them consistent, people.
So check it out.
And don't forget, if you sign up at our top tier, Sussy Radish, you get your name on our board every single week in our video. In fact, Sussy Radish Patreon subscriber Susan says, "Thank you so much for placing our names on your board. I feel so special." We love you, Susan. Point to Susan. Yeah, right
I
there.
am right there. Yep. I see you, Susan.
I can't
I
really.
know it's hard to do for some reason for me. Darren, okay. Darren, that's not
It is.
you look messed up.
Guys, I have a dog now. I'm a whole different person, but
Oh dear,
we
here we
really
go.
appreciate it. Yeah, sign up for our Sussy Radish tier. And
We
yes,
love you
everyone.
guys.
We'll have a new episode for you guys next week. Just listen in. And if you're hitting us up for the first time,
Like
welcome.
Glenna, hello.
Welcome,
Glenna,
Glenna.
where have you
We love
been?
you.
I just want to say one last thing before we wrap. I am always shocked that people from Martinis and Murder are still finding us and
I
did
love
not
it.
know we did this yet. So we love that the community is still growing and we love you guys. Final sign off for this week's episode. Darren, take care and wash Snoopy's hair,
Oh, I
please.
wash it every day.
Okay,
And
good.
also another good Snoopy thing. Please be neat and wipe the seat. She
Okay,
wipes
there you
it.
go.
She wipes it because
She
she's a
does.
lady. She's a
Okay, good.
lady.
We'll see you guys next time. Bye.
Bye.